Seven Sacred Steps Supporting Your Ascension. From Adama, Father of Humanity, High Priest of Telos Lemuria, Inner Earth Civilizations. Received and written by Philip Elton Collins, the Angel News Network. Dear beloved humanity, ascending into your divinity, we once again come to you to support your process of ascension, having held the wisdom and focus to be and do for eons. We are your pathway home. As your planet Earth continues to activate various portals, vortices within her ascension process, this activation affects all within and upon her body. Let us now review seven steps necessary for humanity to balance and integrate your movement into a higher frequency of existence. Previously, we have given you concise teachings within the seven sacred flames and sacred shifts. Now, these seven sacred steps complete the trilogy of teachings essential for the healing of your emotional, mental, and physical bodies. This trilogy is a divine demonstration of how much you are loved and supported by we higher realms. Know, dear ones, each time one of you moves into your ascension, moving from the me to the we, you create an energetic pathway for others to follow. Step number one. Your emotions and thoughts have been ruling your lives and world far too long. It is time to know you are not your emotions or thoughts. It is vital to know that by experiencing your emotions and thoughts, you may release them from your DNA cellular memory. You have been passing along your unexpressed emotions and thoughts lifetime after lifetime. Your emotions and thoughts have created the duality and confrontation within your physical bodies and your world at large. It is time to stop learning what is through what is not. Step 2. Once you master Step 1, you're beginning your release from the third dimensional world of emotions and thoughts and will be better able to begin to receive the universal laws that balance all there is, such as giving equals receiving, masculine equals feminine, the law of cause and effect, the law of karma, cosmic love, laws of attraction, you are one, etc. All of these universal laws have been made available to you in the past and are available to you at present by simply asking for them to be revealed again. Step 3. Each step energetically builds upon the other in divine order. Once steps 1-2 are firmly seated within your consciousness, you are ready to know that all things within and upon this planet have a divine right to be here and that you are able to apply unconditionally equality, harmony, balance, and love for all. You are learning how to create peace on Earth. Learning and applying acceptance and compassion for all life is vital to your ascension. Step 4. Through steps 1, 2, and 3, you begin to move into direct relationship with your higher self, who can be called your I Am Presence or Christ Consciousness. You are accepting your multidimensionality. Through acceptance and compassion, thus forgiveness, you see your wounds and ego defenses without judgment or shame and have an intense knowing that they are learning tools and are not who you truly are. You are freeing yourselves from yourselves. Step 5. Here you are ready to clear and cleanse all emotional, mental, and physical dense aspects of self that need balancing. You are transmuting your dense carbon self into light. Each emotion, thought, and physical imbalance is readying itself to move into its light body aspect. You are seeing your divinity and knowing this is who you really are. All that has preceded this moment has merely been a preparation for now. Step 6. All of your previous steps have been a preparation to know that everything in your lives has been a preparation to be in world service to one another as a reflection of your self-mastered love of self. You all have the same needs and that is to mirror your oneness. All of you having been created of the same cosmic matter, you are becoming ready to commit to being the master teachers of this world and beyond. And finally, step 7. After you have mastered the first 6 steps, every energetic component of your being will be purified by the higher realms from which you came. Your dense manpower will have become God power light. You will then be ready to join the realm of the ascended masters, your divine destiny and destination.